Kevin Smith has been online for like 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Listening to this babble. Kevin, what's going on, buddy?
I mean, you guys can sit there and bullshit all you want, and it's entertaining to listen to. I can't believe nobody like dropped everything they were doing, took a moment of silence to acknowledge Norton's Hal Holbrook Star Chamber joke.
Thank you very
much.
Nobody has made a Star Chamber joke since like maybe fucking Saturday Night Live circa 1983. That shit was brilliant.
Thank you. I'm always looking for a good opportunity to squeeze Hal Holbrook's name.
I love that dumb movie,
too. That was so fucking obscure, I was dying for about 5 minutes.
They should remake that movie. I think it would be great.
I agree.
But
Kevin, boy, how things change over time. One of your... I don't know, foils in the business.
Nemesis.
Your nemesis who you took on.
A gentleman of fine note has passed. Let's just leave it
I might
that.
Say you you bullied and brutalized this gentleman, on our show.
A gentleman of fine note has passed. We should just leave it at that.
Yes, leave it at that. Well, I was very surprised to hear that.
Joel Siegel died.
I mean, believe me, I know I didn't add to it, but I mean, in retrospect...
You know what?
Apparently he was going through some horrible shit.
Yeah, who knew? You know, the guy kept it quiet.
He kept it quiet, and that's probably why he got up and left
that's
the theater.
That's what you call having the ultimate last laugh.
Yeah. He showed you. He's like, look, I went through that whole argument. All I had to blurt out was, I got cancer, you asshole.
Yeah, totally.
And you would have been like, oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
He kept, colon cancer?
Back then, in the moment, I thought, like, all right, I've got the ultimate ace card up my sleeve because the dude works for Disney. And Miramax used to be part of Disney. Harvey and Bob Weinstein used to be part of Disney. And so, ultimately, I could slap him with, you work for the company that fired my bosses, and that's why you're fucking coming down on the movie. He had the ultimate ace up his sleeve.
Yes,
at any moment could have just dropped like, P.S. fat ass, I am dying of cancer.
Oh my God. Yeah, he got you. Last laugh.
You're actually, Kevin, you're the first guy I thought of though when I read Joel Siegel died. It's weird, like the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, Kevin was dragged into some of the articles.
Yeah. Oh, that was painful too.
Dragged in a little bit.
Hey, you were right though, dude. You took a critic on. Critics are to me are completely irrelevant, regardless of their health. And you know, I really. But I mean, they are.
Jimmy.
What they do to be largely irrelevant. And I like the fact that you address the guy, behave self-righteously.
Ultimately, at the end of the day, I certainly don't regret, you know, my position, which was like, right. Yeah, if you're gonna leave the theater, just don't. I'm fine with him leaving the theater. Just don't say anything.
The fact that you brutalized an old man who was sick, but you didn't know.
I didn't.
You didn't know he was sick when you humiliated him in front of his grandchildren. You didn't know he was ill.
Oh, my God.
I don't think Eber's doing well either.
No, there's something in that butter, that fake butter or something.
You think that's at the popcorn?
They're watching
butter?
Too many movies and they're dying of weird crap.
Wait,
something's going on.
Is Ebert really sick? Like, I saw photos of Ebert.
Yeah, he had his jaw removed or something.
Oh, I've sat in for Ebert on his show about 3-4 times now because he had some sort of esophageal problems there.
Was he a smoker?
I don't think he was a smoker. Back in the day.
He had his jaw removed, scraped, and then put him backwards. Some crazy procedure.
Doesn't that scare the crap out of you when someone...
He's still right, and he just can't get on the show, because I think he's in speech therapy right now.
He would horrify the children.
You know what's weird?
Oh, wow.
Whenever you hear about cancer or something, the first thing you ask, and I always do it, is like, well, do they smoke?
Yeah.
It's like, I want to know that they somehow contributed,
and
I'm not contributing by not smoking.
Right.
Like those things, colon and pancreas.
Yeah, what did they eat? What did they do? I bet they had a bad diet or something. And it's like, no, the picture of health, exercised every day. And then you're like, oh, Jesus Christ, this could just come out of nowhere.
One of those things, colon, can you just go? And I just hope diabetes is enough. You're like, come on, God, you don't want to give me nothing else, do you?
People are saying, look, see, I got to remember never to walk out of a Kevin Smith movie.
Mm.
See, people are actually equating that with his illness.
You were great in Die Hard, man. I didn't, like, I was so...
Oh, yeah, these guys saw the Die Hard movie there, Kevin.
I saw Anthony and Norton there. Yes. Where were you, sir?
I accosted him on the red carpet.
I was so annoyed at the way, like, Fox didn't get us in there or anything, and I was prepared to hate it. And it really was good, man.
It's a totally good movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
The action's great, and you know something? It's funny without trying to be, like, the fourth time around same kind of funny.
They don't do a lot of reference jokes. Like, there's really only one reference joke where, like, there's an FBI agent who goes, I'm Agent Johnson, and the Russo goes, Agent Johnson, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah. That was kind of a good callback. But the kid was really funny, man.
Yeah, Justin Long. I thought it was good. And that's how fucking... Have you ever watched a movie at Radio City Music Hall?
No. Cool. That is like that the best amazing. Theater to see a movie in.
Why?
The sound was fantastic. The screen's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, how did that look for you, sitting there watching your giant head on a screen like that?
I mean, as fat as I felt even fatter when I saw myself at Radio City Music Hall. I was like, good God, I got to stop eating.
That was good. I saw you take your seat as me, my girlfriend, Jimmy, and his girlfriend were being kicked out of our seats and moved further to the back of the theater.
It was awful.
We were just treated like the scourge. I love it. And then we're just looking. We found four seats together, and we had right. the tickets with the black reserved band around them.
Right.
But we didn't know there were special tickets. We had special tickets, but they're special tickets. So we found four seats together, and we're like, cool, great seats, four together. Me, Jimmy, my girlfriend, Jimmy's girlfriend, and then this woman comes up and goes, oh, you can't sit here. So we didn't argue with her, but we wanted like kind of an explanation, and she gave one that these seats are numbered. And
her explanation
and, you know,
was all animals are equal, some animals are more equal than others.
Exactly. Yes. More important people were coming in than us. So she goes, there are seats back there. So we look in the back, and like we barely got to sit with our own chicks. Jimmy turned around at one point, like eight aisles in front of me, and just gave this disgusted look. Like we couldn't even have our seats.
I would have preferred to sit in front of John Wilkes Booth. It was just an awful situation, and we just wanted to be treated nicely. Kevin was nice. He's like one of the only really famous guys that is nice to you, and he doesn't have to be. He's
yeah.
a nice guy.
And I'm not famous, dude.
Oh yes, you are.
Yeah, you're famous.
No, dude,
you're
famous
ridiculous.
Is when you see
you gotta stop
Bruce
downplaying
Willis show up like when 6,000
yeah.
people are screaming for Bruce Willis. That's fucking.
You know,
famous.
I'll give you that. But I was also paying attention to whenever when the movie started and the names that popped up on the screen
right.
and then the first time people appeared on the screen. And Kevin Smith got a huge ovation. You got a huge ovation from that crowd, man.
It was kind of nice, I'll admit that.
Yes,
you know,
it was.
You know, it was. I think it just had to do with, like, everyone in the movie is introduced pretty fucking early, and I don't show up till like, an hour into the picture. So
yeah.
I think it just caught people off guard. They're like, oh, that fucking fat fuck's in the movie, too.
The hell's he doing at the door?
Did you see the publicist try to get us off the red carpet? Me and
oh,
Anthony,
was that funny?
We couldn't have looked more like we didn't belong.
Oh, we were getting thrown off every 2 seconds. There's nothing better than walking the red carpet as you're being thrown off of it.
We were actually walking behind people who were doing legitimate interviews instead of waiting for our turn.
Oh, yeah, waving God. Behind people. We're the worst.
But we're stopped. Scourge. I was talking to when you guys came up, and then I just kind of brought you into the interview and whatnot, but the
yeah.
whole time Norton had this look on his face like, nobody knows, but I just killed a hooker 5 minutes ago, you know, like, weird guilt face on, just frozen,
yeah.
like Cindy
Dude,
Brady.
It was right before, that woman had just come over, a minute before we saw you, and she's like, well, do you guys have tickets? Which is never what you want to hear on a red carpet. That's never how a celebrity is treated.
Do you have tickets, Mr. Willis?
Yeah. We said yes. And she goes, well, you might want to go around this way. And she pointed back down the red carpet like, guys, the real star move is to double back on the red carpet. There are no photos were taken when you first walked.
So you get to the pavement.
And get online, shit dicks.
Oh, my God.
But I dropped your name. I'm like, now we got to do a thing with Kevin Smith, which we didn't. We had to bother you.
No. I got
so
lucky.
They wouldn't throw you off the red carpet.
I had a cop.
I couldn't be bothered with that whole thing.
I had a cop, and then I got lucky because right in front of one of the people in charge, two photographers started taking pictures of me and my girlfriend because he recognized me from the radio show. So he started snapping pictures, and a couple of the people turned around and went, oh, okay, I guess he's somebody.
Yes.
Right. I didn't know who.
What's Patrice laughing at?
I'm just laughing at you, exactly why I'm not telling him to come to my party. But that's Ope goes, I don't go to that horse
somebody
shit.
Well, no, I mean, in all fairness, I went to that horse shit a few times and was treated just like that. I'm like, I'll go see the movie on my own time. I'm not going to put myself in that position.
I agree.
Where you're on the red carpet. I've been on the red carpet, and Jimmy described it perfectly. All of a sudden, you're like, oh, I'm obviously not supposed to be here. People are, like, chattering on the sides, and they're coming up to you. It's like, fuck
but
that.
But how do you get on
I'll
the red carpet?
I'll wait a week or two, and I'll go see it in some dumb theater somewhere.
So anybody can get on the red carpet, and then they have to decide whether you belong there or not?
Yeah, if you got the right cop. You could get on the red carpet.
They got
it's
on because
staying
of a cop.
On the red carpet.
Other people get on because they have a publicist.
That's
and,
the talent.
And you're on the list and all that.
The
crap.
Talent is remaining on the carpet.
And we sign. If you sign a couple of things, somebody will see you signing and go, "Oh, okay, I can't fuck with this person because I'm just not sure who they are."
Right. Yeah.
And I would have signed anything. I mean,
so it's just
checks.
It's just arbitrary. Yeah. I don't think these guys belong.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because the big stars, everyone knows who the big stars are.
You want Kevin?
And stay on a red carpet would be to have a plant standing near, like, the red carpet that the moment you hit it, they try to get an autograph from you or ask for a picture. Anybody can make it into to a premiere screening. If you have
that
a plant
works.
Right on the red carpet going, "Oh, can I get your autograph? Can I get your picture?" and shit like that, because then the people who are guarding the screening are like, maybe they're
they
somebody
see it.
I don't recognize them.
That's why I started signing, because a couple of fans from K-Rock were there, and they had those fan things that they were handing out, and
right.
I signed the back of a few. And again, people saw that and went, "All right, he's got to be somebody. I don't know who the fuck it is." But
what was the red carpet? Carpet event we went to at was it the WWE restaurant before it went back to Hard Rock? And I swear to God, nothing's more uncomfortable than when you see celebrities walking and then all the paparazzi and photographers go up and they're flashbulbs everywhere, even though they're not flashbulbs anymore.
I did Letterman with like fucking
and then,
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit.
And then we walked through, or I did. Maybe this was when I was by myself.
Oh,
I don't know.
No.
And the same people that were just going nuts, flashing like crazy, not. There was one guy being polite going, "Click." And I'm like, you know what? I don't need to put myself through this shit.
But no,
I'll go.
And I look this way. Could you look that way?
Well,
look this way. Look
and it wasn't.
Way.
Yeah. But I was asked to go to this thing. I forgot what it was. It wasn't like I was trying to like hang with the celebrities and stuff. I was asked. And then I'm like, why did I put myself in this position? One guy lifted up his camera for one shot. I'm like, holy shit.
I did Letterman with like fucking Tom Cruise's wife or something. One of them people. And I came up in one of those dark limos or something. I got out, and they were flashing. When I got out, they all went,
Oh, jeez.
Well, because their reaction, as soon as they see it, the limo, just start taking pictures.
Yeah,
and then somewhere in their brain, they realize, wait a minute, I'm taking a lot of pictures of a nobody right now. In their world, anyway.
I have a little of that coming my way this week. I got a Affleck said, "Hey, man, do you want to go join us? There's a poker tournament in Vegas that Don Cheadle's throwing for some, it's a Darfur benefit or something like that." He's like, "Join up, it'll be fun." I was like, "Right on." So I join up, then I saw the fucking list of people who are going, and it's like,
uh-oh.
Brad Pitt, fucking George Clooney, Adam Sandler. I'm like, "Oh, I don't want to be in that room."
Why?
Why? Because there's a bunch of people just going like, "Who the fuck are you? There's Adam Sandler. Fuck off." You're like,
Then Kevin kind of feels what we get to feel.
It never ends, because in Kevin Smith's circle, they would look at us like, "Who the fuck are those guys?"
No, but he made Ben Affleck famous. Kevin really helped Ben Affleck a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, Ben kind of owes you a lot.
I mean, that's such old news at this point. It's just
No. If it wasn't for you, there's no daredevil move.
I want to help out the cause, but I don't want to fucking sit there and feel uncomfortable the whole time.
Yeah. Is it inappropriate, Kevin? Could you get Don Cheadle on our show?
I love Don Cheadle, man.
That great.
Guy's fantastic.
Yeah, he's a good actor. That's the other weird thing. Like, I met with Don Cheadle back in '97 about being in Dogma, and he was a great guy and a great actor. But then, you know, Chris Rock popped up, and I was like, "Oh, I love Chris Rock." I wonder if the dude will even remember. Because Don Cheadle's gone on and done some pretty big things, but, like, I remember everything. I remember every time I met with somebody who later on, like, didn't fucking want to know from me or whatever. I just wonder if I get there and the dude's like, "Hey, I remember our meeting. Thanks for not casting me in that fucking picture."
And you think Cheadle probably won't remember you?
I doubt it. I'm sure if I meet, he'll be like, "Hey, nice to meet you," and I'll be the only one remembering our meeting.
He'll remember you, and he'll snub you horribly in front of people. He'll pay you back. He'll snub you horribly.
You think Chris Rock's more talented than me? Fuck you. Take table six.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Chris Rock's a great comic, but as far as actors are concerned, that was an odd move. Chris Rock as an actor over Cheadle.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I stand by my decision. Chris Rock, funny in that movie.
Fucking
very funny.
Pandering asshole.
Say it. I like Chris Rock as a comedian. No.
Jesus Christ.
Say what you really feel.
Don Cheadle's a better actor. I mean, that's not a big. I think Chris Rock would admit that.
I think it would have been a little too serious.
Now, if I would have said Chris Rock's a better actor than Don Cheadle, that would have been pandering.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
I'm only halfway in this business. Let's say, could Chris Rock possibly possibly think he's as good an actor as Don Cheadle.
No.
Like,
no.
Even in
I
a,
don't think
even
so.
in a fictitious, crazy Hollywood way, could he go, like, would he laugh at what you just, like, would he go, of course Don Cheadle's better than me, or would he go, why, what's, I don't
there,
understand,
there
what's
are things,
the, what are you trying to say?
There are things you would cast Chris Rock in that you wouldn't cast Don Cheadle in. But I don't think Chris Rock
would
assume
it. But in the Hollywood ego, you think Chris Rock's like, I will read for things Don Cheadle did, and
Oscar,
I should get it.
Oscar-winning movies
and stuff.
I'd be the
first one to tell you that he's not the actor that Don Cheadle is. I think Chris Rock would cop to that in a second.
Yeah, it's a mute point, really.
You ever see the, Oscar-winning movies that Don Cheadle's been in?
Hey, he was very good in Hotel Rwanda.
Rwanda was great.
Great comedy.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen that, he was great.
Jesus Christ. Hey, by the way, they are remaking The Star Chamber. It's coming out in 2009.
Instead of Hal Holbrook,
who's
I want
doing
to go
it? Who's
Lindo.
Doing it?
I don't know. Well, I just assumed this was true because somebody wrote in on the instant feedback. Maybe we should look
it
up ourselves.
Yeah, maybe you ought to look it up. One of my favorite Hal Holbrook movies was Creepshow. It's just tell it to call you Billy.
Totally,
when that monster was in the box.
Yeah.
Oh, and she's just like, what the hell would you do without me?
Hell.
Yeah, he was fantasizing about shooting her in the head.
Sexy-ass Adrienne Barbeau.
Adrienne Barbeau. That was her. Yeah.
She's John Carpenter's wife. I wonder if he's still married to her.
John Carpenter married?
Yes.
Are you sure?
No, but I think so.
Yeah, I think he was. She was with John Carpenter for a long time.
Yeah, he directed The Swamp Thing.
He directed Swamping. Yeah, he directed her. She was in The Fog.
The Fog.
Was in a couple of his movies.
She was in Escape from New York. She played that big-titted monster running around with brain. Fucking stupid Harry Dean Stanton. Donald Pleasance with his lack of finger. We get it. Fucking Snake Plissken. He dressed like Steve, our producer. His fucking shitty shirt. Fucking homoerotic shirt.
I heard you were dead. That could have been the best, worst movie ever made.
I know. Isaac Hayes and his awful blimp. You are the Duke of New York. You're kind of a homoerotic producer.
With chandeliers as the fucking...
Oh, the worst.
As the lights on
the car.
Could you lift me up? I have this thing in my neck.
Escape from New York. Holy shit.
A fucking classic, man. Come on. Oh, man.
Lee Van Cleef and his stupid earring. The fucking awful Ernest Borgnine role.
Lee Van Cleef was fantastic.
Sure he was, but that dumb earring, he looked like fucking a white Ed Bradley. Stupid.
Just name the whole movie.
Yeah.
It's fucking
Escape from New York in 30 seconds. Snake Plissken. I heard you were dead.
Oh.
That's a shitty movie. And you just watch it over and over and over.
And the worst part was the 80s fucking awful villain. He dressed like a music video Billy Idol. The guy who was like, who brought the president's finger. Like, fuck him and Stephen Hubley.
What a shitty fucking movie. Stephen Hubley was in it.
Yeah, she played a hooker.
Damn, Jimmy knows everything about that movie.
Stephen Hubley always played a hooker.
She should have.
Stephen Hubley. And Wings Hauser.
Fucking yeah.
Wings Hauser.
Yeah.
Wings Hauser.
Where the fuck is Coco Bish? You see Vice Squad?
Vice Squad. Norton has no life just like me. Why do you season Hubley?
The fucking best, Nina Blackwood from MTV was in Vice Squad. She
yeah.
A fucking hooker that Wings Hauser beat to death.
Jesus, Patrice.
She stole money.
Wings Hauser was the greatest pimp other than Morgan Freeman.
Wings Hauser was like a poor man's... Rutger Hauer.
Yes.
He shouldn't have been. He should have been an actual man's Wings Hauser, along with the most underrated actor in the history. My favorite actor of all time, who's never been famous, is the motherfucker that played the guard in Shawshank Redemption.
Oh goddamn, that guy.
Viking and Bad Boys?
Yes.
He was in Bad Boys, yeah.
I know his name,
with
I know
Sean Penn.
What's that guy's name?
That was Tweety, you assholes.
That
from Bad Boys, yeah.
Is
yeah.
Tremendous.
Oh, that's the guy that does the voice of Lex Luthor on the Superman cartoon. Clancy
yes.
Brown, is that his name?
Clancy Brown.
Wow. Clancy Brown.
Very good. Kevin Smith's in front of a computer right now.
He shows up in something, Jimmy.
That much I recall. But I was looking up the new Star Chamber on IMDb. And they just have a title, 2009, but nobody attached to it yet.
Well, there's a fucking great scene. One of my favorite scenes in Vice Squad, which I'm dying. It's so quotable.
Vice Squad.
There's a great scene where Nina Blackwood.
Oh yeah.
She ripped off Ramrod, the pimp, played by Wing Powell.
Ramrod.
And he's in a hotel. He's at a hotel, and he's going, open the door, Ginger. I think her name was Ginger.
Ginger was the one he beat with the hanger.
But he's trying to get her. She's like, you ain't going to hit me, Ramrod? And he's like, baby, I just want to love you. And he's rubbing his knuckles on the door. Like, he can't wait to get his hands on this thieving cunt of a hooker. He can't wait.
Wait, what did you see when he hit Season Hubley in a chair with a stool? When the cop came in, he said, you snitched on me, bitch. And he hit her in the head with a stool twice.
He opens the door. Well, here's why Season Hubley was only trying to hurt Ramrod, because he beat Nina Blackwood to death.
He beat Ginger to death.
But he talked Ginger into opening the door. And she goes, you ain't going to hit me, Ramrod. And he goes, I just want to love you. And she opens the door, and he breaks in, and he grabs her hair, and he goes, I cannot believe how stupid you are. And it's the greatest realization that you fucked up. And boy, did
you ever see Vice Squad, Opie?
No, I have not.
Dude, that's a fucking
That's why I haven't talked in the last 15 minutes.
I have it on video.
It's a great film.
I'm going to search it out now.
We'll have to have a viewing.
What I did to Ginger ain't going to be nothing compared to what I do to you.
Or how about the fucking, the black guy Roscoe, when he's handcuffed, he goes, come on, Roscoe, move your black ass. He holds a fucking hacksaw to Ramrod's neck. And he goes,
you white motherfucker. Yeah, cut your
he goes, don't talk that trapping shit to me, motherfucker.
Wait a minute, because you know what? The whole movie, Wingshauser had been pretending to be nice, and then he would do something fucked up to you right after. So he would go, hey, can I get a dollar? You give him a dollar, and he'd stab you. So the black dude was the only motherfucker that go, nigga, I know you, motherfucker. I'll cut your motherfucking head off.
Well, he wanted to buy a car from this fucking guy, Roscoe, and he only had $500, and Roscoe goes, $500 don't get you no El Dorado. It was the most quotable film ever.
Obviously, Jimmy.
Rerun, Fred Berry is in. He plays a sugar pimp.
He plays sugar pimp.
Named Dorsey.
Sugar pimp Dorsey. And he kicks him in the balls.
No,
he grabs him by his wings, grabs him by his balls. And Rerun goes, oh, I'm sorry, Rerun. He was a big faggot sugar pimp.
No, he goes, here's what happened. He's fucking looking for this girl, and he puts fucking silk robe wearing Fred Berry against the wall. And he goes, you know what the problem with you sugar pimps is? And he takes out a switchblade. He goes, you ain't got no balls, boy. And he jams him in with the switchblade. And Rerun goes,
what is wrong with you?
You gotta see Vice Squad, dude.
I'm gonna look it up.
I cannot believe.
That's why I know season.
There's a new DVD out of it. It came out like 3 months ago.
Is that on DVD finally?
Yeah, it just came out about 3 months ago.
All right, I'm picking it up today.
You gotta see Vice Squad.
The guy that plays the fuck, he's like a Paul Newman wannabe. The guy who plays like the fucking head Vice Squad.
Oh, what's his name? I made it a point to know everybody's name in that stupid movie. But he hasn't done anything since. Everybody does Law and Order. That's one thing.
Oh, it's on everyone's IMDb.
If you ain't seen a motherfucking years, he did a Law and Order episode.
That's on DVD, Kevin. See, that's what I was dying for, to get quotes for the show. There's so many, like there's one scene where Ramrod is looking for the hooker, so he pulls up to this Asian hooker, and he goes, hey, have you seen Coco? And she goes, you a cop, baby? He goes, do I look like some kind of fucking pig?
But then he grabbed her.
Yeah.
He grabbed her by her head and drove off with her feet hanging out the window.
Kicking out the door.
and he beat him up half to death.
And he threw in a garbage pile.
And he threw in the garbage and then ran over a black hooker just to get Season Hubley, just to kill him. Just to kill Season Hubley.
Ramrod was hot under the collar.
Dude, if you see, he was one of the greatest pimps in the movie. He hit her in the head twice with a stool and then threw the stool at the cops. He said, you snitch on me, bitch, clunk, clunk, and then threw the stool at the cops. And then they wrestled him down. He said, I'm going to fucking kill you, bitch. So the whole movie was him being looked for murder, But he was driving around the city in this El Dorado that the black dude sold him to kill Season Humbly the hooker.
One of the best lines ever. There's a cheesy cop team of a white guy and a black female.
They know the whole fucking thing.
Such a cheesy line. Out. I love it. The black girl, the black cop, when she pulls the gun and she goes, "Blink your eyes, motherfucker, and you die in the dark." I would love to say that to somebody.
You know who that lady was?
No.
She played the vice principal in Lean On Me. The one that said, "Hey," the guy goes, "That's the, I'm the HNIC," and then the white guy goes, "What's that mean?" Head nigga in charge. That's who that cop was.
She probably got everything Roxy Roker went out for and didn't get.
Till a Jefferson.
Jesus.
Oh my God! I thought I was the only asshole who watched Vice Squad 12 million times.
How many times have you seen it, Jimmy?
I don't know. But I have it on video. I just saw it the other night. Like, I was sitting there. I was like, I got to get that on DVD.
God
and
damn.
I watch it every time it comes on. I won't watch it on regular television because you can't.
Nah,
Wings
can't
is,
appreciate
other
shit
than
like
Morgan
that.
Freeman and Street Smart, Wings House is the best movie pimp ever.
Oh, I got to get the DVD now. But I know it's
you
not.
You'll love
great.
That fucking movie, dude.
Oh.
All right. Well,
there you go.
Hey, we'd like to thank Kevin Smith for
who's been on hold, not hold, just sitting there for 25
out
minutes.
Listening Sorry. To a synopsis.
I live, man. I can sit back and appreciate two people appreciating an obscure picture, man.
Fucking great L movie.
Fantastic.
All right, man. Well, we were just thinking about you. We should think about you and feel sorry, you know. Well, thinking about you, man. If there's anything you need.
Well, no one knew the guy was sick is what it comes down to, man. He didn't sound right, but.
I would say that maybe a visit to St. Patrick's Cathedral would be in order, but not appropriate.
Oh, yeah. I think we still got a few
on
years before we're able to go in there.
There was somebody on the carpet that brought that up, too. They were like, "Hey, you going to St. Pat's?" So you're like, "All right,
thanks."
You should have seen, when me and Ant are walking into the actual theater, there's a little paparazzi stop.
Yeah.
And the two low self-esteem idiots we are just standing there. And I actually had to say to the photographers, "Please take our pictures." Please. And they did. They showed mercy. They showed mercy.
Did they print it anywhere?
We were in front of the big Die Hard poster. And they just like you hear, like, okay, thank you.
They just held up. They didn't even waste the fucking digital space. They just held up cameras and made the noise with their mouths. Go, stupid.
Hold on, I'm gonna look it up on Wire Image and see if they put up any pictures of you guys.
They wouldn't have at all.
I doubt.
Oh,
I don't know. There were a lot of people there, man. Not
I
a
hope
lot of
so.
People
I mean,
in terms of like star power, maybe you guys might have made it on.
Maybe we got lucky.
Well, we're looking up Wire Image right now.
Bruce Willis was there. I shot apparently with Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher and their lovely children. And you know, that's kind of weird that they all hang out together.
That whole arrangement.
Yeah.
Well, they got. Dennis Leary with Opie and Anthony. We got
you guys at my book signing.
Yeah.
It's
mostly pictures of us when we're getting in trouble. There's me in front of some FHM banner. I don't remember that.
Yeah, there's no...
There's no real images here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's us with White Stripes, or actually Raconteur. What else? Let's move down. The other way. E-Rock, the other way, please.
E-Rock, move down quickly before I slap you in the face.
The other way. Yeah, to the top. I didn't see.
Oh, and then, picture of you, man, without a beard and shit.
Of who, Anthony?
No, wow. Opie.
Oh.
I don't always, I don't know.
What's the date on this picture? August 3rd, 2004.
Where's that?
Wow.
Where is
on
that?
On Wire Image, if you hit Opie and Anthony, there's like two pages of pictures. You guys look like you're in some kind of high-tech.
Oh, no, that was when we went down XM and signed our contract, and then they wanted publicity photos. Look at my neck.
An awful one, right.
This is a picture we talk about all the time. There was a guy that decided to Photoshop our faces, and he made my neck extra long because he took a head from another picture and put it on that one because he liked Anthony's look. And I said, please don't do that. He goes, no, don't worry. It will look great. And if you click on the picture, then there's like five pictures for that same
same
shoot. Now look at the third
look at how small my
neck is in the third picture. The first one, I have giraffe neck. And then look at the last two and the bad mate.
In the first picture, you look like the alien from Close Encounters, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's ridiculous. And I told this guy, please do not Photoshop our, you know, our.
And the makeup girl was ridiculous.
This looks like you guys are on the set of THX1138.
Yeah, this was supposed to be, you know, the first picture that they were going to send to everybody out there after being off radio for 2.5 years. And that's what they, that every newspaper in America ran that fucking picture. And I begged the guy, please don't do that. And usually we don't care about, you know, how our picture's taken. But this was so god-awful, we finally had to put our foot down and go, look, dude, redo it, find something else. Look at the bad makeup job on the last two.
It's a Ronald Reagan makeup.
Just yeah.
Pancake.
So whatever.
Love it.
All right. Hey, you want to, that's a good idea. Than has a good idea. We made a video there, Kevin.
Of
what? Are you on your computer? All right, go to break.com.
Oh, no.
Break.com?
Yeah. And
I also want my acting showcase, because I admire Kevin's pictures very much.
Yeah.
Both Tom Hagen, and I would like to.
This is the last thing we do with Kevin today, because I'm sure he's a
busy
man.
I'm there. What's up?
All right, put in Big Boy Makes a Duty in the search engine. This is our latest creation.
Big Boy Makes a Duty, D-O-O-D-Y.
Hey, E-Rock, are you with me or what? Yeah. Go to break.com.
D-O-O-D-Y.
D-Y.
Yes. Common misspelling of duty is with I-E.
Gary Swanson.
All right. We're trying to get this on the front page, but why don't we get a review from Kevin Smith? Why don't you play this? It's about a minute.
Yeah.
Crank up the volume, too.
Loading up now. Here we go.
All right.
Someone say, big boy made a duty?
I can't believe we're showing Kevin Smith this.
Holy shit.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. With shit on his hand.
My God, who is that?
What do you think?
That's our intern, Jared, and that's the real deal, by the way. We're not going for one of those fake videos.
No, that looked like the real deal.
Yeah,
yeah, that was one of Jimmy's creations in the toilet. It sat there for a good hour and a half.
I was reading the paper. I got very sad at world events, and that's how my body reacts.
Yeah.
Just forces everything
well,
out of me.
Well, let's get into this for a couple.
You need a little Metamucil on that diet, sir.
Yeah. Now, Kevin, let's get into this a little bit. Your review, the acting, the cinematography.
The acting is a little over the top.
Score.
Yeah. But I mean, in terms of impact.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It certainly makes an impression.
But wait. I thought my acting, I thought I was very believable.
Well, that little dance move you did.
Yeah.
You are no Alan Alda, sir. I'm going to say that.
Oh, you broke his heart.
How would Alan Alda? He would have went, yes, a big boy made a duty. And he would have gestured big with his hand.
What, tell me that dude got paid to pick up a load of shit.
$300.
$300 gets you an intern.
520s.
Oh, yeah. God, I don't get easily nauseous, but that hit me like a gut punch.
I know, I hate to give up that money.
We've had some gross shows the last few days, but that's our latest creation. Big Boy Makes a Duty.
I'm trying to think if I've ever touched another person's shit. I mean, maybe when my kid was an infant and I had to wipe her ass, but like, I don't, what is that sensation? What goes through your mind when you're touching somebody else's waist?
Depends on how much you've spent to do it. Like, if you feel really bad about yourself, if you've specifically told the dominatrix no laxative, and if she squats over you, one of those things that they put up, a suppository, shoots out of her ass and bounces off your chest, followed by a stew shoe fly pie. And believe me.
Hey, Kevin, did you understand that Jared was trying to put a little duty hat on the duty?
No, not at all.
He was wearing the
creation.
Big duty hat, and then we had a little duty hat that was supposed to go on the duty.
And we had a lot of practice.
We went through about 10 takes.
Because he's putting a little hat on it.
Yeah, the little duty hat on it.
I didn't see that. I thought the impression was just like watch this dude do this fucked up thing. I didn't know there was an actual intent behind it, except to pick up the poo.
see a whole storyline.
No, because just picking up the poo is like, that's college video stuff. We wanted to have a little story. We wanted character development.
Excellent choice of music.
We wanted character development. You know.
It was a real, it was basically like one of the Little Rascals episodes that Hal Roach didn't write.
The dark years, yeah.
So out of 5 stars, what do you give it?
5 stars, I go 3.
Wow.
Or we should go with logs at this. So 3 logs.
I think the director's cut will be a lot better.
So we can't get over the fact that he didn't like the overacting.
For the I think that's what kind of drags it back a little bit. But the sheer fucking chutzpah it takes to dig your hand into a toilet and touch another man's fucking logs, boy, that deserves 3 alone.
But I'm hurt that my acting was crazy.
How long did it take for him to wash that smell off?
He washed for the rest of the show.
Yeah, for hours. Yeah.
Oh, and he kept that stays, dude. If you're wiping your ass and the toilet paper breaks and you get some shit on your finger, you wash a lot and there's always a faint detectable fucking scent.
It's a whole day of, you know, holding something up to your mouth as you eat something and going, oh, fuck.
Ugh.
Still got shit there. I'm trying to eat a sandwich.
All right. Well.
Well, Kevin, thank you very much.
But Jimmy's still depressed. What's wrong, Jimmy?
The overacting thing?
I admire Kevin's pictures very much. I felt that maybe he and I would someday work together. Not necessarily a starring role, but some type of an action role. Maybe where I'd run in and I'm like, get out of here, everybody, quick. It's going to blow.
Oh, sir, you were much more subtle in Lucky Louie. This was you were going for over the top on this one.
I was saying.
Yeah, but didn't you like the kind of the arm thing?
Yeah, I felt like that.
I like the little Popeye move.
It was a Popeye move. That was it.
My motivation was, how would a big boy feel if he just made it?
Can you use your influence in Hollywood to maybe help us out? We want to get this video out there.
Oh, yeah. That's what he wants to get behind.
I'm going to hitch my wagon to that store. I'm having a hard enough time.
Fucking scat movies.
And Kevin, we've shown you the Baby Bird video, right?
Mm-mm.
Oh, God. All right, one more. Do Baby Bird and Break.com. This one, now, we want your review on this one. We're proud of this one.
And by the way,
this is the hit.
No special effects, no CGI.
Right, this is real. All right, you got it?
Hold on, I'm pulling it up now.
Mm-hmm.
Baby Bird.
Yeah, you see a big fat guy that's bald?
Baby Bird.
Classic ONA, the Baby Bird video.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Hit it.
Well, I know, it only got Pat from Munachi.
Right,
yeah, there you go.
Pat is probably freaking out
on the website,
right now.
And I've seen him a few times, too, downstairs.
Yeah. Oh, wait till you see his performance.
Yeah, watch this.
He's good.
And this guy's an intern. He wanted to be an intern on our show, so we made him do something.
With an eggnog drinking contest.
Here we go.
After an eggnog drinking contest.
All right, he's got the audio.
Unload his vomit into his mouth. Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
Just wait.
Hold on to your stomach.
Like Ant said, no CGI. This is the real deal.
When you think it's over, it ain't.
By the way,
what
we want
Pat
this link.
Drinking?
Eggnog. It was our eggnog drinking contest. 72 double shots, something like that, before he had to let go.
75.
Oh my God, dude.
All right, we got him back. We got him back. We got him back.
Just stop.
Look how calm he is while he's puking. Oh, God, it doesn't stop.
Fantastic.
There you go.
It's like a fire hose.
How does the dude who got puked on not throw up in turn?
Yeah, exactly.
He's a little twisted.
Yeah, he's kind
of
fucked up.
We've been playing that at our comedy shows in front of, like, well, Mohegan Sun is about 6,000 to 7,000 people. The reaction you get in the room when that's on the big screen is unbelievable.
Oh, that sound of 7,000
well,
people going.
What it's about is just how calm he is while he's vomiting. Like,
yeah.
He's,
yeah.
It, like, it's second nature.
And the sheer volume of it.
Unfortunately,
and what makes you laugh, too, is at one point the dude he's puking on kind of, like, spits it back a little bit, like kind of blows his nose out or exhales, and Pat jumps back.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to get hit by the vomit.
Yeah, he jumps back. He doesn't want any splashback. All right, so that's the better video, obviously.
Yeah, we love that one. That's
And if you go to baby. Kevin Smith's MySpace page, you will see that video. Right, Kevin?
Yeah, I'll put that up.
Look Would you really?
You guys got you guys had Quentin on?
Yeah. That was a great day.
We did like
How
an
was
hour with him.
He was unbelievable, and we bought into his movie. I still buy into it. I thought we talked about this last time. We loved the movie.
Which one, Grindhouse?
Yeah, I liked
Excellent.
It a lot because it was different. And
Excellent.
I don't know. No one went and saw it, but he was a great guest on our show.
We're looking at pictures of Adrian Barbeau's tits from the Swamp Thing. They're fucking wonderful.
We are all over the place.
It almost looked like that dude had a fake tube hidden behind his head.
Yeah. A lot of people think it's fake.
Yeah, they go on break.com.
The dude, he basically ingested 75 cups of eggnog?
Double shots, somewhere around there. We do it every year. You drink a double shot.
Point where he just got sick. How long did that take?
Well, what happened was, this is the deal. It's a double shot of eggnog every minute until you puke. This year we started with like 12 guys. Pat beat everybody by far, and then continued to drink the eggnog until he was about to puke. Joe Rogan came up with that idea on the spot, and we went with it. So he kept drinking, and we had Pat in place for when he had to finally puke.
You guys have a resourceful team, because if Joe Rogan came up with that on the spot, there's enough tarp all over that floor that you've got.
Oh, we knew. Yeah, we knew that people were going to puke.
Oh, no, that was because people were puking all morning long.
They were doing the eggnog drinking contest. See, Pat is a professional. He's doing the Nathan's hot dog eating contest on
tomorrow.
Yeah, at Coney Island. He's one of the finalists.
The hot dogs he's going to keep down.
Yeah. I've never seen him puke those up.
No, he does all right. All right, Kevin. Well,
that's I'm glad we were able to show you our works.
Yeah.
I appreciate you sharing that. Watching that dude vomit, but it just put a smile on my face.
Yeah, that is funny, man.
We'll save the No Filter Paul diaper shitting video for next time, okay?
What is it called? I'll go look it up.
Yeah, the diaper shitting.
I don't know what it's called online, but
we gave him some kind of thing that it's like a mega laxative that works really quickly, and put him in diapers and told him what was the bet?
We had him walk from this studio to the other studio in just a diaper. And then he stood on, like, newspaper until he finally couldn't hold it.
And then he just shit himself in a game, pouring out the sides of the diaper. I don't know why that stuff is so funny.
But now we're making it sound like that's all we do. But from time to time, you got to get a little freaky.
It's just too funny,
Sometimes
man.
You got to take it right back to grade school.
That's it.
If you type in No Filter Paul Craps His Pants on break.com. We expect to see some of these videos on your website there, Kevin.
No Filter Paul.
Yeah, No
craps
Filter
his pants.
Paul craps his pants. It's just a bunch of scat and puke today.
We really are childish
Jesus,
idiots.
We stink. Come on.
And there he is with his Lego head. Lego hair. Lego head
hair. This is a 4-minute one. All right, I'll go watch this.
Yeah.
Have a
great day.
Have fun.
Take care, buddy.
Thanks a lot,
if
Kevin.
If you have a comment about...
Go see Die Hard.
Yep, absolutely, people.
Great. It's actually a much better movie than I thought. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my God.
Good movie.
That's a movie that really, it's not just like it succeeds based on diminished expectations, because you got a lot of people going, I didn't think that'd be good, but it was great. It's just a really great action movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
I enjoyed it, and the action was great. The fucking CGI was good. It was just really well done.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Oh, my God.
Bye, buddy.
I'm watching the video. Kevin, it's always
later,
a pleasure.
Kevin. Thanks, man.
Kevin Smith, everyone. I think we lost him at the end. I think he was like, all right, guys, enough. I got a reputation. There's
enough
there.
Your shit and puke
I
video.
I can play with guys to a point, but then I even have to punch out.
I have a relationship with people in Hollywood.
Right.
A genuinely respected filmmaker.
Yeah.
And we're trying to get him to post people shitting their pants videos. Hey, we got a guy holding the feces of another man. You want to put that on your MySpace?
And putting a little hat on it.
Yeah.
Could you please put that up on your MySpace?
All right, let's say hi to Greg in Cleveland. Greg, what's up?
Hello?
Hey, Greg, what do you got?
Greg.